welcome back to another episode of In the Rearview Mirror, a supernatural retrospective. We are your Hunter hosts. I'm Graham.
I'm Sierra.
We're here to talk about more episodes of Supernatural, finishing season 6 today.
Season 6, end of.
The episode this week we watched were The Man Who Would Be King, Let It Bleed, and The Man Who Knew Too Much. Holy shit. I thought I knew what happened in these last 3 episodes, and apparently I knew nothing again. This seems to be a common theme of all of this rewatching.
Well, you were blending a lot of events to the end of season 6. I'm like, that doesn't sound right, bud. But I don't know about season 6 finale to dispute it, you know?
I don't know. As we were watching it, things were coming up, and I was like, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. And then it just...
These episodes were basically too much.
Yeah, dude, I forgot about a lot of this stuff. And we were talking yesterday, and honest to God, though, you said you hadn't rewatched the season 6 finale ever, really, right?
No, I didn't know what was going on.
From when we watched it, it was 8 years ago. So I kind of stopped rewatching Supernatural when season 10 and 11 were airing, which was 2015, 16-ish, right? Mm. So even then, I'm like, I haven't probably rewatched an episode of Supernatural, one that isn't changing channels or Yellow Fever or all those really, really good ones, The French Mistake,
right?
Probably in 5 years. So this does make a lot of sense now. Thinking back to it, I was like, oh yeah, I remember none of this. And honestly, this does not pertain to anything past season 8, which is where we needed to catch up to when we first watched all of this.
Mm-hmm.
So it didn't really matter what was happening in season 6 because it didn't matter going forward.
We're like, oh great, Sam got health trauma. Oh great, Cass is crazy. Oh,
yeah,
it was just...
That was it. Yeah. So it was just kind of I don't...
Great, next episode.
Yeah. It was really hard, and I was like, wow, I forgot a lot about this. And this really... I think this is where everything kind of relate and, why people do what they do. And, it just kind of proves a lot of our points that we make about this show. A, why it's good. Why the relationships between the characters are the way they are. And just kind of a little bit else about the show. Just kind of gives better background than they did in season, 4 and 5. Especially about Cass.
Yeah.
So The Man Who Would Be King was the Cass-centric episode. Isn't this the only one, or is there another one?
No, this is the only one, which is a shame.
Yeah, I'm honestly kind of surprised.
A shame.
Yeah.
Before we get into this episode, I just want to say, one, this was written and directed by Ben Edlund. He gets Cass, okay? He just gets him. And second of all, Cass has never done nothing wrong ever in his whole existence, and I love him. Great, let's start the episode.
Okay.
I needed to say those 2 things. Very important.
I loved the beginning of this episode. I liked the whole entire time that Cass was in heaven, I'm assuming, mm-hmm. With the snow and everything, and yeah. It just was so shot nice. And everything, the color correction was so nice. Misha looked so nice. Just all of it looked really nice. It was really pretty. I like how Cass is kind of telling us, the audience, he's like, this is my story.
Mm-hmm.
Let me explain to you why I did what I did.
Mm-hmm.
And I just really liked that part of that during the entire episode.
Yeah, his little frame narrative that he gives us.
Mm-hmm. So I don't even know where to begin, because there is so much to unpack about this episode. I feel I can just get into it, but then there's just so much that I'm worried this is more going to be a summary of the episode, and I don't want to summarize the episode because you should just watch it, but I need to bring up points that are very crucial about stuff.
There are just so many points.
So I guess to start off, I really want to hit that Dean was trusting Cass in the beginning, because as the last episode we looked at, we learned that Crawley's alive, and Sam and Bobby kind of think that Cass did this on purpose and that he knows something, and Dean's what are you talking about? No.
Mm-hmm.
We do see that, even though they are kind of faking these hunts that they're going on, supposedly, because they're looking for Crowley. They're looking about Crowley. And Dean's just I don't like lying to Cass. This isn't fair to him. He's our friend. We should give him the benefit of the doubt.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of ridiculous, because to me, it reminds me of when Sam went off and did whatever he did. He had good intentions, but the road to hell is paved with good intentions. So it's the same thing that he's like, Sam, if I went to go after you and didn't ask anything what you were doing, how is that fair? And they're like, well, he's an angel, it doesn't matter. It almost to me just looks that Sam and Bobby have a different relationship with Cass.
Mm-hmm.
And even though usually it's the boys and Cass, but Dean implicitly trusts Cass, I think.
Oh, absolutely.
Because this bond has already been created. And this went back to season 4. Because remember, Dean put his faith in Cass and trusted Cass because Sam was losing all that trust in him. And they couldn't tell each other. They couldn't talk to each other about anything. So it just, Cass was that person who was there. Cass told him things. Cass trusted him. Dean could tell Cass things. He couldn't tell Sam. And it's just that other relationship in Dean and Cass's life that they were both needed at that moment.
Right.
So going back to when Dean and Cass are in the car together, you know, Dean looks visibly uncomfortable lying to Cass because he does trust Cass, but he kind of trusts Sam and Bobby to maybe let them do their thing for a little while and maybe he'll figure it out. Because at this point, he's just like, I don't know. I don't think Cass is lying. And, you know, he has this little heart to heart with Cass to say, like, if something's huge, you will call, right?
Yeah.
You promised you would call. And he was like, of course, Dean. Like, we're...
No, he didn't. Didn't he not say anything? He flew away.
Did he?
He flew away. He's like, Cass, you'll call, right? If you get into real trouble. And Cass, like, flies away. He doesn't answer him.
He nods.
I missed him giving the nod.
He kind of was just like, oh. And, like, because Dean was looking at him kind of like this. You'll call, right?
Right.
And then Cass just kind of looks at him and looks off and then disappears. So, either way, he doesn't straight out lie to Dean. But at the same time, it's done.
Yikes. He's really just, yeah, sure, I'll call.
Yeah. But yeah, it's really bad because Dean knows that Cass needs a lot of help and Cass didn't call. What were you doing? What were you thinking? Because even Dean brings the whole thing and like, we were family. We are family. So why didn't you call me? Your problems weren't supposed to be put on the back burner. But of course, Cass always felt that way because I can kind of fiddle to the Winchesters.
Well, it wasn't even just that. It was he wants to help them. He wants to protect them. And so to do that, he has to kind of...
Oh yeah. Cass wants to be their protector.
Why? No. He still considers himself the Winchester's guardian.
Yeah, so...
So cute.
So he obviously needs to protect them, but...
Absolutely, but it's hard when you have a civil war going on. Also, you're kind of going against what they're doing, so it's a little tricky that way. He did a pretty good job for a while, I'll be honest. He lied to them for a while, but he was also never really there, so...
After Cass leaves, after vaguely not answering Dean's question, I guess, we go to Crowley. Actually, this whole scene was kind of funny. Like, Crowley is just so iconic. I think this is where I fell in love with him. Just him, like, A, torturing these monsters, which was horrible, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, ah, look at this. I don't know what other use for it other than kinky. You're like, God damn it, Crowley, stop this. And then he's just like, yeah, look at this. It's so weird. She's dead as a doornail, but she's still laying eggs. Weird. And I was like, that is a bit strange, but okay.
Like, and Cass was like, okay, how does this help me?
I don't know. I just thought all of it. See, and this just, again, just nails into the fact that Crowley pretty much tells Cass, I know your weakness, Angel. It's the boys. It will forever be the boys. And you know that. I know that. Everyone knows that. And because Crowley's all pissed off that they had to kill Eve, and Crowley's just like, why didn't you get your pets on a better leash? Like, why did you do this? And Cass literally just tells Crowley it was unavoidable. That's the word he uses. Unavoidable. Not like, oh, I tried. No, he was just like, it was unavoidable. Like, it was, she would have killed the boys.
Yeah.
And that's
unavoidable.
Unacceptable. Yeah. And Crowley's like, you know what? Like, this isn't what I signed up for kind of thing. I don't know why Crowley thought this was going to be a good idea. He was like literally pining after Dean the entire time. And I'm like, why did you think that this would work?
So I think Crowley doesn't underestimate the denim wrapped nightmares, Sam and Dean Winchester, but he definitely kind of underestimates Cass and his protectiveness for the Winchesters. Like, literally, Cass will let all of his plans go out the window if the boys are gonna get hurt.
I think Crowley thought Cass's civil war was bigger. Gonna be bigger than the Winchesters, because like, that's like his first family. But I think Crowley did underestimate Cass and like being like, oh, because again, it looks weird because you have to think Crowley's point of view is that there's this huge powerful angel and he gives a crap about these two humans. That's so weird. And I think he was like, well, Cass needs to win this civil war. He'll do anything to win this, because or like, he took my deal to get these souls from purgatory and betray his friends and do all these things. So he's like, so maybe he could kill the boys.
In hindsight, Crowley is so stupid.
He is so
came
stupid.
At him while Cass was watching Dean rake leaves. Like, buddy, come on,
dude, seriously,
come
like,
on.
Yeah, Crowley like putting some sass on Cass, being like, the stench of that Impala is all over your overcoat, Angel. Yeah, no shit, he went to go see Dean. Like, what did you think? And I think Crowley again was just like, okay, look, the boys find out. Now that the boys probably, like, quote-unquote know what's going on, because Cass said that to Crowley. And then Crowley's like, these Winchesters are hunting me again! Like, ugh!
They know I'm alive!
They know I'm alive! I don't want to do this! So I think Crowley thought that Cass would kind of back off from the boys, and he hasn't. He keeps seeing Dean a lot and talking to him, and Cass is giving excuses, I almost want to say. Like, to be like, oh, well, I just need to know how much they knew about me and, like, what's going on, and then...
Yeah, he, like, gives excuses to Crowley. He's like, obviously I'm getting intel for you, idiot. And Crowley's just like, you just want to spend time with them, stupid.
Yeah, well, and then Crowley's just like, you have a conflict of interest. This is huge. You can't do this. What are you expecting from this? And he's like, I'm not going to hurt the boys. I'm not evil. But again, it's the whole thing of like, hell is paved with good intentions. So he might not be this evil thing that he thinks he is, but he's still acting like those dick angels from the beginning. Like, it's the same thing. And Cass says, he was like, I was too prideful. I was arrogant. I thought I could do this. And that's what destroyed me, was
His hubris.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, that's kind of Crowley's fault.
Yeah.
Because he was feeding him, just like, oh, you know, you're definitely the one who's supposed to lead heaven, Castiel. You know, God saved you, and like, this is your purpose now. Of course, God gave you this new purpose, and it's to lead heaven and fight the civil war against Raphael. And like, I can help you with that. Like, we can get some souls for you, and you can win. But you have to make this choice. You have to make this decision.
Yeah. So I think it was really hard for Cass because he was brought back again and again and again, and it brought up the point to me. This is why I brought this up, Sierra, and I didn't think you really understood, but I didn't want to say it all because I thought it was kind of a big brain idea. When Cass starts talking with Raphael, and he's like, why are you doing this? Why are you doing this apocalypse again? Right. And Raphael says, because it's God's will. God wants the apocalypse. And he's like, no, he doesn't. He wants freedom. Like, how do you know this? Or how do you know God wants this? And Raphael says, because I want it. And angels think that they have no feelings, that their beliefs are all God's will. Right. So whatever they think is what God's will is. And Cass is doing the same thing because God brought him back, and he thinks because God brought him back, this is what he wants now. His will is to not do the apocalypse anymore. So it's literally the same side now. Mm-hmm. Raphael thinks that God's will is to start the apocalypse, and Cass thinks God's will is to not start the apocalypse and do all this stuff. And he thinks he has to do all this stuff because, again, God is letting this happen too. That was another whole thing, even though he knows that God is AWOL and doesn't really care what's going on. But again, I still think in a teeny amount, Cass knows that if he was going off the rails, God wouldn't intervene with him. So Cass just continues on with this because he was the whole thing, like, oh, well, he wanted this for the apocalypse, but I intervened because he kept bringing me back and he allowed me to do this. So now Cass is like, so God is still allowing me to do this because I could go to purgatory and I can get these souls and I could kill Raphael and I can give all these angels freedom, and God's not going to stop me.
He sounded a lot like Uriel.
Yep.
At this moment.
Yeah. No,
I think it was huge. You're lining it all up, and I'm like, this sounds like Uriel.
Yeah, because it's the whole thing. Like, Cass thought that no one knows what God wants, but because he thought, you know, he was all faithful. He's still faithful to God in here because it's his father, and he is asking for advice. He's asking if he's still doing the right thing. He's asking for a sign to make sure he is not doing the wrong thing.
Right.
And he's getting no response. In his mind, he's just kind of like, okay, well, I don't know if this is a good or bad thing, but if God kept bringing me back, my ideas must be what he wants.
Right.
But I don't know how true that is, though.
And then in this, like, the whole episode, because he's, you know, he's like, what if I made the wrong choice at the beginnings on that bench? Because he just wants to do the right thing.
Yeah.
That's all he wants. He just wants to do the right thing, which carries on from, like, the conversation end of season 5 with Dean, where he's just like, I'm going to go back to heaven and try and fix it and everything because I think it's the right thing to do. He just wants to do the right thing, and he doesn't want to do the wrong thing. And so he's asking God for guidance here. He's like, please, just, like, am I on the right path? And
he doesn't get a response.
Doesn't say anything. No. And I got beef with that. So rude.
And he's doing everything pretty much for the Winchesters and because of the Winchesters.
Yeah.
Let me elaborate a little bit. Because he says all of his ideals came from the boys. Mm-hmm. They taught him free will. They taught him all this stuff. So he's kind of doing this because of them and with those ideas in mind. So ripping up the script, we find out that, again, like I said, at the end of 5, when Dean was like, you got your happy ending, Cass, but I didn't get mine. Mm-hmm. Cass, and again, he says, being prideful, he went to go down to hell again and retrieve Sam from the pit.
That was pretty bold, I'm gonna be honest, because, boy, and he said, he was like, it was almost impossible. He was I almost didn't get him.
But I got it. But then again, him being too, I don't know, I keep saying prideful, and I don't know how arrogant. Mm-hmm. He thought he brought all of Sam back, but unfortunately he didn't, and he didn't take the time to look at Sam.
And I'm wondering if Cass hadn't been preoccupied with the Civil War, if he would have noticed Sam didn't have a soul earlier. Because I don't think he knew.
I think that Sam didn't have a soul. Have.
He thought it was weird that Sam didn't
go to Dean.
But he's probably like, I mean, his last wish to his brother was to, like, live a normal life. So maybe if he, like, gives him that for a little bit, and then maybe he'll contact me. You know what I mean? But Cass is preoccupied with the Civil War, so he's not just, doesn't pop in and be like, hey, Sam, why aren't you saying hi to your brother? Brought you back for that reason, to go say hi to your brother. What are you doing?
Yeah, and that's the whole thing. Cass should have known, I think, that he didn't go away, but he didn't. But I think because he didn't talk to either of them for a long time, that was, like, the biggest issue. If he just would have talked to Sam, but he was, like, avoiding Sam because I think he was busy.
Yeah.
He didn't really want to talk to Sam, no offense, because he was with Dean a lot, you know what I mean? And he says when he goes to get Dean to help with the Civil War, he was like, I don't want to put him through this anymore.
Right.
Like, he got out of the life. And again, no one knows that Dean is kind of, like, not happy in this situation. He's just domesticated and I think Dean's bored, but obviously no one knows that.
He's having a good time.
You know what I mean? No. I think Dean would have been like, yes, I wish you would have come and got me originally because I would have helped you. We would have probably figured out Sam doesn't have a soul sooner. It would have made sense. A lot of things would have been different.
Again, and that is the thing with Cass, and that's the problem, because he wants the boys to be happy. He wants them to be safe. And so taking Dean out of retirement would, one, make to Cass, would make him unhappy and also obviously less safe.
Yeah.
And so he was like, I'm literally not risking that. And he tells Carly, he's like, nope, not Dean. Dean, he's retired and he's staying that way. Absolutely not. We're not bringing him into this. And then, you know, blah, blah, blah. He gets back in the hunting life because, you know, Sam shows up, whatever.
And Carly brings back Samuel Campbell.
Yeah. So it's crazy because the reason he's, that Dean is like so mad at him now is because he wouldn't go ask him for help in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And Dean wouldn't have been mad about him asking for help.
But Cass doesn't realize
because
that.
Dean would know that Cass wouldn't ask for his help unless absolutely necessary.
Yeah.
And if he explained that there's a civil war in heaven, Dean would have been like, all right, yeah, okay, yeah, Raphael's bad news. I'll help you through this. We're good.
Well, I mean, Dean wouldn't want the apocalypse to start again. Like, that's a valid reason. Like, he would be like, okay, yeah, let's figure out a way to do this.
He would be like, pissing together. Like, are you serious? I just stopped this.
And the thing is, this is the whole thing that kind of goes back to all this, because I think the boys, if they listen to his plan about going to purgatory, the boys might have been like, this is sus, I don't know.
Yeah.
But if they were doing it together, maybe they wouldn't be so bad about it. I think they maybe would have been on Cass's side.
So later in the episode, he doesn't really explain himself well at all about his motivation to work with Crowley and why it was necessary and why he didn't tell him. He doesn't explain this very well.
He almost doesn't get the chance to because no one believes him. It's kind of the whole like too little, too late thing.
Right.
That they're like, whatever you're going to say to me is just going to be an excuse in my ears, which is true because
they're all heated.
They're all, well, and then also you're trying to explain something that's really bad. And so it's just like all this stuff piled on. This all could have just been avoided if you talked to us originally.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're lying to us a lot. This isn't like one, two lies. This is lies upon lies upon lies upon lies.
All the time.
Cover-ups, but beyond than what we've ever done for each other.
Yeah.
Over a long period of time too, because you have to remember, even though Sam was on demon blood the whole time, Dean knew there was something up. He knew Sam was lying about something.
Right.
And then Sam does it kind of explain, and then like the intentions of it, and then but Dean is still pissed off about it.
Yeah.
But in this instance, they had no idea what Cass was doing. And technically, Sam was still like on like Dean's side, I almost want to say. But in this instance, the boys see Cass as the enemy because he's now on Crowley's side. He's helping them. He's opening a gate to purgatory. That's bad news.
He's been actively working against what he knows they've been trying to do.
Yes. But Sam at least was on the same motivation of killing Lilith. That was his main motivator. He went about it really wrong, but at least Dean could see that they were on the same page.
Exactly. Both Cass and the boys would definitely want Raphael dead and not ruling heaven.
But they don't want to open purgatory.
But their approaches were not aligning.
No.
At all.
But in the end, regardless, Cass doesn't want the boys dead. Crowley made it very clear that he was like, I'll go hunt them. They're hunting me. Like, I don't have a problem with this. And Cass like, you will not harm the Winchesters. He's like, come on. Like, what is your problem? Just go kill them. Like, it's fine. Like, you don't even have to do it. He's like, you will not hunt the Winchesters or you will die and our deal is off. He made this very clear to Crowley that under no circumstances will the boys die for this because he will pull the plug so fast on this deal. He does not even care.
Oh, again, sacrificing his plan originally to save the Winchesters? Again? Wow, second time. Shocking.
So it's really depressing later on then when we see Dean is very upset that he's lying to Cass. Just like, come on, we're lying through our teeth to the guy. Like, this is Cass we're talking about. He can't be doing anything. The guy probably just messed up. People can mess up, even though Bobby and Sam are like, but he's an angel. They don't just mess up. Dean's just kind of like, but it's Cass.
His reasoning literally is like, okay, that's fine, except it's Cass. Hello?
And you said this last week. This is where he starts being like, it's Cass. That's the reason.
That's all that's needed. It's Cass.
And the thing is, Dean has done this to Bobby about Sam.
Oh,
like, Bobby,
all the time.
It's Sam. Yeah. It's Sam. Like, what am I supposed to do? And now in this moment, he's like, it's Cass. What are you mean?
What do you expect me to do?
And the thing is, they haven't even known each other for like really that long.
2 years,
3 years max.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, oh my God. And I know they went through all this trauma together, which obviously strengthens bonds, but it was just mind boggling that Dean Winchester, trust no one, trust no monster, is like, it's Cass. We have to just inherently believe him and believe he's doing an okay thing.
Trust him.
You know what I just thought of, though? It might also still be that he thinks angels are powerful and perfect. Mm-hmm. So he's just like, oh, but it's an angel. It's fine. He'll do nothing wrong.
He is so distraught about this. He's so distraught. They're literally doing close-ups on his face. Okay, everyone else is getting like medium shots.
Mm-hmm.
And it's real close to Dean's face. He's the one who's taking this the hardest emotionally. And they do that to really drive it home that like Dean is so upset about this.
His Jensen acting, God, props to him. His body language, I was like, oh my God, Sierra, his body language, you're like, what? I'm like, it's defensive. Mm-hmm. His shoulders were like hunched and he's really like cross-armed and not like the natural, like, you know, you just have your arms crossed and you're just kind of sitting there. No, they were like cross, kind of, you know, defensive. Yeah, and he was just like, oh, come on, the dude can make a mistake. It's Cass. Why are we lying? And then, like, Sam and Bobby are like, I mean, I don't know, Dean. Just something looks wrong. We just want to make sure that this is okay.
Mm-hmm.
We just want to make sure.
But if there's the tiniest chance, we have to be prepared for that.
Yeah, and that's when they bring up the whole thing of, well, Bobby says, you know, Superman's gone dark side, which could have been a thing. And Bobby's like, we might have to stock up on some kryptonite. And so Bobby, the paranoid bastard that he is, that was referenced to a later episode, but he is just kind of like, I don't know. I just want to be sure. Cass knows us really well, so I don't want him going dark side and not even realizing it. That's the thing. Even Sam on Demon Blood acted differently. So they just want to be sure that if Cass does go nuclear and they can't trust him anymore, regardless of if it's Cass anymore, you know what I mean? It's kind of what I'm saying?
Right.
Like the souls take over and he goes crazy. They need to make sure that they're ready because Cass knows a lot about him, like about them as a family. So.
Right. Yeah, he does. He knows a lot about them, and so it would be easy for him to
infiltrate them and
sabotage their ideas, like a little bit what he's doing now. And but they know that they're like, this could be really bad for us if this is true, like completely true. Like Cass is evil now and working with Crowley and just trying to do bad things. Like this could be bad for us. But really quick, back to your point about Dean still seeing Cass as a powerful and perfect angel. I think actually he's kind of seeing past that because he does say that he can make a mistake in the same conversation.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I mean, you know what? So what? He's the Valky Bartokomis of heaven. He can make a mistake.
Oh, yeah.
Which is literally so funny. If you've not seen the sitcom Perfect Strangers, watch it. He is the Valky Bartokomis of heaven. I'm dying. I can't believe he said that.
I was hysterically laughing because you were like, did he just say what I think he just said?
It's so true. I literally am just dead. He is.
He really
is. If you know who Valky Bartokomis is, you know this is so true.
This is so perfect. It was so perfect, but I really did like that. I thought that was really, really, really funny. There was also one other funny part of this scene that I really enjoyed that, you know, after Bobby says the whole, like, Superman going dark side, and Dean looks at Sam and goes, that means you're Lois Lane. I was like, Dean, no, that's you. Like, I don't know what you think. Like, he's trying to make light of the situation.
Sure.
And then, like, I'm like, Dean, it's not.
He probably said it because of Sam's long hair.
Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm. Anyway, back to the angst.
Yeah. Anyway, so Dean's, Cass, he can make a mistake, but he wouldn't do us like this. He wouldn't make a mistake this big and not consult us, you know? He just still trusts him implicitly.
It is so bananas that how did anyone think that Dean does not like Cass? This is like so weird. Like Dean is so defensive. He's like, no. He's like not letting it convinced. He's being blinded. Mm-hmm. He is blinded.
He is.
And he's just, no, this would not happen. This would not happen. I trust him. He could not do this. But he's also so stressed out because he's really worried that if it does happen, he'll be crushed if this is true.
Absolutely.
Because he could not live with that. And it really sucks because Cass knows this too.
Cass is there.
Because Cass says, and I quote, the worst part is that Dean is trying so hard to be loyal. Cass knows he doesn't deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
But this is why Cass, I say, loves Dean in this sense, like has this relationship. I don't mean love, like in love, but like, you know what I mean? He has this love for Dean. This is what he loves about Dean is that Dean has such strong loyalties to people who he trusts.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think that's what he appreciates about Dean is that like once he trusts you, he trusts you and he would die for you and everything.
Yeah.
And of course, Dean says that to Cass. He's like, I would have died for you, your family. What do you not get about that? And Cass knows, and again, feels so guilty because deep down he knows Dean would be so upset about this.
Absolutely. And because Cass still says, he's like, you know, he's trying so hard to be loyal, you know, with every instinct telling him otherwise, because all of his hunter instincts, all the bells are going off. They went off for Sam and Bobby. Okay. But Dean Dean's ignoring him because of his loyalty to Cass. He's just like, no, 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 that can't happen. I'm ignoring this.
Mm-hmm.
It was good that he has Sam and Bobby there.
I just feel bad for Cass because he's trying so hard, but he just knows that it's not working. And he wants to keep lying, and he knows he has to keep lying because at this point, the lie's too big.
He's already in.
If Dean finds out, like, he's going to lose him forever.
Yeah, he's screwed.
But Cass, again, to keep up his charade and lies, he has to go kill the demons that are going to probably rat Crowley out because that one ginger dude, what was his name? Red. Yeah. Bobby was like, Red, what are you doing? Was ratting him out.
Yeah.
What was the demon name? They were just like, this demon, not Emmanuel, MML?
I don't remember. It was a weirder name.
It was a weird name. It had like E-M-M-M-E, I don't know, lots of E's and M's.
I think it was like Elwood or something.
Oh, yeah. Probably you're more close.
It was something like that.
But he was just like, yeah, you're pretty much Bobby Singer of demons. And I really liked that they honestly looked alike. And I was like,
I loved this concept.
This is funny.
It was really good.
Yeah, I thought it was a good idea. I was like, they definitely took one out of Bobby Singer's book. They were like, this guy knows what's up. Let's copy him.
I can't believe demons are posing as the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny.
But I love that Cass comes in and just obliterates all the demons. And I was just like, oh, Cass is so sexy.
He's so dramatic.
He just comes in and smites all of them.
Jumps into the air, hands on both their heads. What a drama queen.
I know, seriously. And I was just like, oh my God. And then, but again, Cass is like, why am I doing this? Am I doing this to protect the boys? Because these boys would have found demons and then led to Crowley, would have been bad. Mm-hmm. Or is he protecting himself?
Mm-hmm.
Because he keeps saying this. Am I doing this for my cause? Am I doing this for the boys? Or am I doing this for myself? And it's really hard because the lines are getting really blurred. So Cass doesn't really know what he's doing anything for now, I don't think.
I mean, protecting the boys is basically protecting himself so he doesn't lose them. So, in a sense, Cass, you're doing this for yourself. Because if not, they would have died definitely a couple of times.
Yeah.
If he would have let Crowley get to him.
Before we see the boys again, though, we get another flashback. Because this whole episode is just about flashbacks. We keep going back to see Cass and, like, his reasonings of how he kind of got here. Because, of course, he's trying to explain this to you.
Right.
So this is, like, right after he leaves Dean and he goes back to heaven. Because he's telling the angels, like, look, we have free will. I've done it. We have free will. And he's trying to explain free will to angels and they're just not grasping it.
They don't get it. And he says, he's like, you know, in hindsight, he's like, I should have just said it's simple. Freedom is a rope and God wants you to hang yourself with it. Which is so true for angels who have literally no idea what to do with any amount of choice. You know, Cass had the Winchesters to teach him how to make choices. These guys really don't. Cass kind of gets it, but he's not super great at it. And so I'm not sure how he'd be able to teach these angels what to do with it.
Yeah. It's really hard because how do you teach anyone? How do you it's the whole thing of like, how do you explain color to a blind man? You can't.
It's tricky.
So these angels are like, I don't understand, but like, what does God want? It's like, whatever you want. And they're like, but I don't have feelings. I don't know what I want.
But,
it's like,
but what does God want though? Is that what he wants? Me to do what I want? And Cass is like, you're not getting this.
And that's the whole thing that I brought up, that I think angels think that whatever they think, whatever they have thoughts of, they think that's what God wants them to do.
It's right. It's righteous because they're angels.
Yeah.
And those are their thoughts.
Yeah. Because that's not probably how it was. That's the whole thing. That's how kind of it was the entire time. Because that's what they were told, you know, like you have these thoughts, they're what God wants.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, because I'm trying to think, even with Eve, and we kind of see this hive mind going on with all the monsters, you get to see her subliminal messaging on Lorraine.
Lenore.
Okay. On Lenore. That I think God at one point was probably doing this to the angels.
I mean, pretty much the host and everything.
Yeah. So and that totally makes sense. So
angel radio.
They're like, I don't understand. This is not me. What does God want? Mm-hmm. Cass is just like, nothing.
Whatever you want to do, man. He's chill with it. They're like, so should I go to Earth or something? I don't get it, Castiel. This is confusing. So he probably just base palms, just like, okay, we'll figure this out.
And also at this time, because Cass is kind of convincing angels to start a civil war, and it's really hard because Crowley tells him, because Crowley was the one who says he should start a civil war, and Cass is like, you want me to be another Lucifer? Because that's exactly what happened. Lucifer started a civil war on the angels because he didn't like God's plans and all this stuff. And Cass is like, I can't do this. So what he just fought for to stop the apocalypse, he's almost doing it again. It's just over and over again. And like Lucifer, I remember, brought that up when quote unquote God had brought him back, because we didn't know at the time who brought him back. And Lucifer was like, maybe I brought you back, Castiel. Cass is like, no. Like, Please tell me you didn't actually, because this would be really bad. But you kind of think like, oh, does Lucifer have plans for you, Cass? Are you being like tempted? Could you be corrupted? It's kind of worrisome because in this moment, I think we all think that Cass again has good intentions, but now you're like, I don't know, are we getting another Lucifer? A guy who like has good ideas and good intentions, kind of a lot like Uriel. He was doing that for like angels and everything.
Sure.
But in the end, it was not great. So we're just stuck in this middle of where is Cass falling in all this. But anyway, flash forward to now the boys are going to this like demon hideout to find these demons, and of course it's clean. And even Bobby and Sam's like, yeah, it's a little too clean for demons. And of course Dean's just like, whatever, don't care.
Right.
And he's like, we need to call Cass. And they're like, no, Dean, get this through your head. Well, we can't call him.
He doesn't say that. He says, this is where we would call Cass. And they're like, we can't call him.
To be fair, he was a little pissed off. He's like, you know, this is the point where we call Cass.
We call Cass and he'd come and he would help us figure out.
Yeah, and he'd come and he'd help us.
Because he's our friend.
Yeah. And like,
he's so upset.
Bobby and Sam are just kind of like, yeah, no, you can't do this. And Dean's like, you talked, I listened. I want to give him the benefit of the doubt. I'm tired of us just tiptoeing around him. We should just ask him out straight.
Just talk to him.
What is going on? And just talk to him and communicate. Maybe he'll end up telling the truth and be like, oh, I didn't know about, the truth. Maybe like, yeah, Cass is hiding something and Dean is hoping it's not purgatory.
Right.
But maybe like something that like, I don't know. Maybe he thinks that Crowley has something against Cass. That could be a thing.
Sure.
Dean could believe that because you know damn well if Crowley had Sam and was like, you need to open purgatory, he would listen. Oh wait, he already did that early in season 6. So I'm like, Dean would totally believe this.
Yeah.
So Dean just really wants to know Cass's side of the story. Mm-hmm. They have not heard anything about Cass. They are just assuming all this stuff about their friend that they should trust. And they just don't even want to ask him because they're scared of him.
They're
and sus.
They're really worried about where his loyalties are right now.
But you know, our moment's ruined because Crowley sent demons to kill the boys.
Yeah, of course.
Naturally, Cass is watching this entire exchange because Cass the entire time is like, fuck, they know.
And so he has to make the choice. He has to make the choice of whether he'll show up because they did pray to him and he didn't show up.
Mm-hmm.
And so now he has to decide, okay, should I show up late or should I not show up at all and all my friends possibly murdered?
Yeah, he has to make the choice of should he let the boys die or should he save them? Because he could just let them die and then he would win the war and everything would be fine. But he does not want the boys to die. He cannot let the Winchesters die.
They are my friends.
Yes.
So he chooses to show up and,
you
know,
he smites all the demons again. Dude, I totally forgot how much Cass is a badass.
Yeah, he's a bad bitch.
He is crazy. Because I always forget. I always remember like season 5 Cass where he doesn't have any powers. And I've said this again and again and again. Like, I always feel like Cass, when he's in it a lot, he doesn't have that many powers. Or they're like limited because he's not like hopped up on goddamn souls.
Sure.
So it's just kind of mind boggling to me that I'm always just like, wow, Cass is so powerful.
You forget.
He can wipe out all these demons.
You forget that he's an angel.
He's a very powerful angel.
He's a very powerful angel, but also he's very soft because he does come in and, you know, he saves the boys and everything. And his little narration, he's like, for a brief moment, I was me again. Cass being the most himself is fighting evil and saving the Winchesters.
Yeah.
I mean, which is funny because he doesn't feel at most like himself when he's dealing with heaven stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He never wanted to be a leader. Crowley kind of pushed this on him. He's like, you know, you could lead, Cass. And he's just like, ah, I am me again. Just fighting some evil, saving the boys. It's a good day.
Well, I think Cass doesn't want to be a leader by himself. He needs other people to help him through it. And Dean was always like a solid person to be like, I want to make these decisions. And Dean was just kind of like, okay, I support you. But if Dean was like, let's come up with a different thing, he'd be like, okay. And then they'd work through that.
Right.
But now it's like he's making all these decisions all by himself. And so many angels are looking for him for advice and like leadership.
It's too many.
And it's a lot of pressure for him.
Because he led a little garrison. He didn't lead the entire heavenly host. That's a whole different ball game.
Yeah.
And it would take away time that he could spend with the boys. He'd be so busy as a leader, so that's no good.
But their little talk that they have is Cass being so cute was like, I'm now a firm believer that Crowley is not dead. And Dean's like, yeah, you think, buddy? Like, yeah, I think so. This is why I think Dean's just like, look at this guy, he can't lie. Like, look at what he's saying to me.
The Balkeeper talking about heaven. Look at this guy.
Look at this guy. He's just being like,
he's saying his stuff and we're like,
he's like, I firmly believe that Crowley is not dead. And then he's like, yeah, No shit. And Bobby and Sam, you know, believe him kind of more because he did save them. Because at this point, it's like, why would you smite the demons of the man you're working with? You know what I mean? Like, yeah. And they're just like, yeah, obviously that wouldn't happen. Or Cass wouldn't have sent the demons on them. Yeah, it's just the whole thing. And they're like, see, it doesn't matter. Like, look, Cass is on our side.
Right.
And Cass even says, you know, you could have just asked me. And of course, Sam and Bobby are like, yeah, we could have just asked
They do
you.
Feel kind
and
of
Dean's
bad.
Like, yeah, I fucking told you so. Look, you should have just asked him. Like, okay. Look at him. He's upset now.
It's really funny that Bobby and Sam were like, yo, we probably should have. And Dean's literally like, yeah, you should have asked him. I can't believe you didn't ask him. Like, he's totally on Cass's side and has been on Cass's side the whole time. And, like, his opinions and stuff were very different from theirs. And Dean wants Cass to know that.
I know. Literally. He was so pissed off. He was just like, these assholes don't believe you.
It's like, Cass, I was absolutely always on your side. I never doubted you for a second.
I know. But then again, That's here comes true. The angst.
Only Cass hadn't made that Superman reference.
Listen, I knew as soon as Bobby said it earlier, I just went, no, yeah. That was the reason. Mm-hmm. So Cass, Mr. Balky Bartogamus of Heaven, who doesn't get any pop culture references, says, you know what? Although it's kind of amusing, you know, Superman going dark side, and Dean's face immediately falls.
He goes through the 5 stages of grief.
Literally. Okay. He was like, no, they were right.
And Dean's like, where would he have gotten that reference? We literally just said that.
Yeah, we...
Kind of recently, he's been spying
like,
on us.
No. And then on top of that, because then Dean was like, we better store the kryptonite away, right? Mm-hmm. And Cass is like, yep, exactly. Because the thing is, Cass would have said, I don't understand that reference. Because he would have said something, I don't know. Like, it's just that whole thing of just being like, Cass, you were doing so good and you messed up. And Dean is so heartbroken. He's so heartbroken because he knows that
he's a mess.
Everything has been a lie. And he knows Cass so well that he knows that Cass wouldn't understand these pop culture references.
Do we all recall when Sam broke Dean's trust back in season, what would it have been? The Demon Blood? Like season 4?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Dean tells Sam, he's like, you know, I just don't trust you right now.
Yeah.
I can't get over what you've done. So we're going to cool off on that dynamic that we had. It's gone. There's mm-hmm. no getting it back. Mm-hmm. And I think Dean is so upset because he now knows that the dynamic he had with Cass is lost at this moment.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't know if we would ever be able to get that back.
Well, I think he's so worried because...
What has he gotten himself into? Why didn't he come to us? That's one of Dean's biggest problems. He didn't come and ask for help.
Again, going back to the earlier seasons, because he couldn't trust Sam, he went to Cass. Mm-hmm. So he thought Cass would never do this mm-hmm. because he saw how much it hurt him when Sam did this. Yeah, and they're so close. So you would think that Cass wouldn't do this. Cass would go to Dean.
But it's also,
why wouldn't he?
But it's also so insane because Cass doesn't really understand the value that he has to either the Winchesters, Dean especially. Mm-hmm. He doesn't understand that who he is himself, Cass, is important to Dean. But so important. It's the same level important, okay?
Like, no, it was the whole thing last episode with, you know, without you, your power, you're just a baby in a trench coat.
Yeah.
Cass is just like, yeah, look, I'm just a fucking baby in a trench coat. I'm not important at all.
I can't be of any use to you. Therefore, I am not important to you,
mm-hmm.
which is not true at all. And Cass just doesn't understand that at all. And so I think that's where another one of the biggest problems with these guys is that Cass doesn't understand that, is that he's important to them. At least Dean says something, you know, he did that line, like you said earlier, about, you know, we were family, you know, I would have died for you. And just, he didn't understand that.
Mm-mm.
And so he didn't go to him.
He was so distraught, his poor face, because then Cass smiles at him, just like, yeah, exactly. And Dean's just like, I'm just so depressed. Okay.
Wow, this is the worst day of my life, and I went to hell once. So,
I think also that he knows that he was so loyal to Cass,
mm-hmm.
and all that is just crashing down. And he probably feels so stupid too, because you know Bobby and Sam knew right away something was wrong, and Dean's like, "No, you guys are crazy.
I know him better than you guys.
I know
clearly,
yeah, exactly. I know him better than you." And so he was like, "Shoot, I don't know him better than them. They found this out." He probably feels stupid because he's just like,
"I should have realized.
Yeah, I should.
I know him so well, I should have realized.
And I'm a good hunter. I should have known. Yep. Like, I should have known all this stuff. I should have picked up the signs." But he was just like, he just trusted him so much.
His judgment was clouded by Cass being his friend and the trust that he had mm-hmm. and the loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
And at least...
So depressing.
Yeah. This episode sucks.
This episode felt so long.
The only reason I absolutely did not cry while watching this episode is because I wrote so many notes down.
I know. No, seriously.
It took us like an hour and a half to watch this episode. We're like, okay, can you pause this for a second? I have thoughts. Hold on. Do you think he got more attached to Sam after rescuing him from hell?
Who, Cash?
Yeah. I mean, he obviously cared for Sam before. He totally did. But I mean, he saved both these boys from hell now.
He didn't really hang out with Sam after.
He didn't, but
if he did, he was soulless. So.
But I just mean, sucks. I just mean he was willing to do that.
Yeah, I think he...
And you know, obviously, they become friends again later on, but...
I don't want to devalue Sam and Cass's relationship.
Sure.
But I do believe that, this is my personal opinion, that Cass does a lot of things for Dean that just happens to be to help Sam, because keeping Sam happy and alive keeps Dean happy. You know what I mean? It's the whole thing. So Cass kind of learns to like it, and not in the bad way. Like, right. He's just kind of like, you know, your friend starts dating someone and like, you're not friends with them, but like, you learn to love them because that other person loves them, kind of thing. And then you're like, yeah, we're friends. And I would do anything for them because you're related to this person. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah. I mean, Cass does like Sam. And they do have their
They do have a different relationship.
They do have their own little dynamic.
I don't think it was here. Like, I think he thinks Sam was better after season 5 because, like, he did stop the demon blood. Yeah. He did say yes to Lucifer and win. Like, you know what I mean? So yeah, he does, Cass, like, value him.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, definitely. I'm just saying that he would have saved Sam or helped Sam because it would help or make Dean happy.
I think he saved Sam because it was Sam. And Cass thinks that Sam deserves to live. He doesn't deserve to be in hell with Lucifer.
I do think it was twofold, where you're right. He thinks Sam, obviously, he sacrificed so much. He deserves to not be tortured by Lucifer and Michael for eternity. So he pops down and he gets him. But that also benefits Dean because, like Dean said, he's like, I don't get where's my prize? I stopped the end of the world. Where's my prize? My brother's dead.
Yeah.
And he's in hell with Lucifer and Michael.
Yeah.
Like, I'll never, like, see him again. So.
So I think it was just the both kind of thing.
Yeah. Oh my God. I literally just realized that if they didn't spring Sam from the cage, Dean, when he dies and goes to heaven, wouldn't see Sam again because his soul would be in the cage. I'm upset.
Holy fuck.
I didn't think about that until right now.
I honestly didn't think about that either.
This show sucks.
Dude, that would have sucked.
Dean probably totally thought about that. You were
right. He would have never saw him ever again.
He wouldn't have. That would have been the last time he ever saw Sam.
Mm-hmm.
In any capacity.
God, that would have been depressing.
Oh, so glad Cass went to get him. Thanks, Cass. You're the best.
Well, let's continue.
He's the best. He's never done nothing wrong ever in his whole angelic life. Don't at me.
Cass still believes that he's doing the righteous thing. He's doing the right thing. But it's honestly at this point because Dean kind of still believes he's doing the right thing. He says, like, they believed it.
Mm-hmm.
They trust me again. Like, they believe me again, even though he doesn't realize that Dean's dying inside next to him. And he's like, yes, they believe me again. Look, after all I've done, like, I say one thing and they immediately trust me. Like, wow, I must be doing the right thing now because now they believe me. I'm like, Cass.
He's like, oh, good. We're still on good terms with my favorites. This is great, and it has all worked out. How did he not see Dean's face?
Dude,
Dean was not hiding nothing. Cass, honey, you put this man back together, and you can't tell that he's in the most intense emotional pain he's felt in a while? Like, no. Come on.
Dude, Jensen, your acting choices.
The jacting choices?
Yeah, like, I just cannot get over it.
Maybe it's also because Dean chose to sort of bring Cass into that circle, too. Yeah, that it's just, it's not Sam and Bobby who are literally family. Sam's literally Dean's blood. Bobby raised him.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, they deserve the loyalty and trust that he has with them. But Cass, who's a multidimensional wavelength of celestial intent, does he really implicitly deserve that loyalty and that trust?
Mm-hmm.
Not really, but Dean decides that he does. And then he betrays him, and it's just, Dean's just like, I'll never do that again.
Yeah, that's fine. Seriously.
No friends for me. And he also has never had any friends before, or a best friend, really. So that's also hard for him, too. His first bestie just completely betrayed him. Mm-hmm. That's rough. I'm realizing a lot of things right now. It's so upsetting.
I don't want to get to the end, but we have to now.
Actually, it's just going to be the first episode. Like, we're not even going to talk about the end. Anyway, next episode.
Moving on. Yeah, seriously.
The next episode.
The only thing really I want to say before we go on to the end is that Crowley's idea of hell is just a really long line. And I was like, you know what?
Listen, you can say what you want about Crowley, but he's kind of a genius.
He's so smart.
He's literally just
What happens when you get to the front? You go back in line.
Nobody likes waiting in line. I'm like, Crowley, you right. No one likes waiting in line. I like it. I think it's efficient.
I think it is too.
By being inefficient, it's genius.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, but they call Cass back into the same place with the demons, and they're like, yeah, like, we have a plan of kitchen crawly or something. Again, Dean looks so distraught. He's sitting there like whiskey in his hands, like, does he know I'm lying? Does he know there's holy oil sitting there? Like, and then Dean's sitting there and doesn't do anything. It was Sam who's like, yeah, come over here, Cass, and look at my book that I have, you know.
Dean couldn't have done anything.
And it's Bobby who lights the matches. Mm-hmm. Dean just sat there because I don't think he would have been able to do it.
Oh, he couldn't have. Oh, there's no way.
No. And I feel so bad for Cass in this moment. He looks terrified. When he's in the circle,
he does.
He's like, what are you doing? Let me out.
It's like, this isn't funny. Let me out.
Yeah, are you doing? And then they're like, yeah, we have to talk about this.
Because he thinks they still trust him. And so then he's just like, he feels that his trust with them has been broken by them. He's like, the trust I have for you guys is broken because why are you containing me?
Yeah, like why couldn't you just talk to me or whatever?
Yeah, I know I lose my powers when I'm in here. I can't get out. What the hell? What's going on here?
Mm-hmm. And Dean's like, we have to talk about Superman and Kryptonite. And Cass is like, I don't understand what you're talking about. And then Dean's like, yeah, now you know.
Cass looks like desperate. He's like, I don't know what you mean. Why won't you let me out?
Yeah, he just doesn't know. And Bobby's just like, how did you know what I said? How long have you been watching us? And then Sam's just like, how long have you been? Like, they're all just like ganging up on
him.
And
so poor upset.
Dean is just like, how did you know, Cass? Explain yourself. And the whole time, like, he is just asking, like, just explain it to us, man. Just tell me what it is. Just go for it. We're listening now because this looks really bad. Just tell me you're not working with Crowley and we can move on.
Look me in the eye. Tell me you're not working with Crowley. You can't do it.
You can't. And Dean, again, Bobby's Dean just agreed when he goes through it again. He's like, no.
Dean is realizing too much this day. But then this is where Cass, he sees that the trust is broken. And so he tries to, like, repair it. And he's like, Sam, I'm the one who raised you from perdition. And Sam's like, yeah, you did a pretty piss poor job. I didn't have a soul.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Well, and then he was like, did you know? Did you do this on purpose?
Right. I thought about that, honestly, when we were talking about, like, and for a second I was like,
well, I think Dean didn't realize, again, he trusts Cass so much. And of course Cass looks a whole brokenhearted because he's like, why would you think that? Of course not.
Like, why would I do that?
I would never do this. But they're all angry at him. And he's just like, you trust me. I would never do this to hurt you. I'm doing this for you. And again, Cass cannot get a word in edgewise. They're just beating him down and down. He's trying to explain himself, but it's just coming out as excuses.
It's not good. It's like a couple sentences and then they go back to berating.
Yeah. And like, he's just like, I'm doing this because of this. I need this for Raphael. I need this for this. And they're like, no, you're missing the point. You should have just not done it. He's like, I'm sorry. I can't do it. And then even Dean was just like, after all this, that I think that Bobby and Sam were like, I don't trust him anymore. Mm-hmm. Dean was like, it's not too late to fix this. It's not too late to fix this. Mm-hmm. We can just kind of forget all this that happened, which was be huge on Dean's part because
trust is so important to him.
Trust is so important
to him. And this is a huge betrayal.
I know. No, no. And Dean, I do believe, like, I think he would be, is that whole thing of Sam, I don't think we can get past this now. Mm-hmm. I don't think I can trust you in that way.
Yeah.
Like, I think Dean would still do that, but him allowing himself to do that with Cass and not just Sam, someone else that's not family, who we just said that he's only known for like 3 years, mm-hmm. and he's willing to look past this and just say, you messed up. Let's move on together. Mm-hmm. And
we can fix it together.
We'll fix it. Yeah, it'll be fine. And Cass is just like, no, Dean, we can't. It's not broken.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm doing the right thing.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure how to explain this to you to where you will understand that this is the right thing to do.
Yes. And they just don't believe it. Because the thing is, they are clouded too because they're just seeing the other side of it about how bad Purgatory is, mm-hmm. what Crowley's doing to all these things, how many people are dying because of it.
Yep.
And they think that Cass doesn't care about these humans because at this point he's so occupied to winning this war.
Mm-hmm. He's just like, whatever collateral damage, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like Cass is operating in that gray area and the Winchesters right now are in the black and white area of Crowley is bad. This isn't good. Purgatory's bad, which to be fair, they're not wrong. Purgatory's not great. It's so upsetting because Dean's really like, just why didn't you come and talk to me? And I don't remember exactly what Dean says before this, but Cass says something like, you know, where were you when I need to hear that? And Dean's like, I was there. Where were you? You never came to me ask me for help.
The thing is, though, Cass was there. Dean just doesn't know.
Exactly. Dean doesn't understand that Cass went to Dean and made the conscious decision
of not to
bring this to him.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm like, Cass, you should have said that. You should have been like, you were raking leaves. You were happy. Come on. Dean would have been pissed off if Cass had like popped in every now and then just to check on him.
Yeah.
You know, his little guardian angel.
Well, I think that to Dean, because at this point, everything that Cassis says is going to be an excuse. So him being like, oh, I was going to go see you and then I didn't. Mm-hmm. He's like, okay, well, too little, too late, man. That doesn't make up for the fact that you didn't.
He should have said, I went there and I made a conscious decision not to ask you, not to involve you in this. I made that decision.
Yeah, I know. But Dean would have been like, okay, well, that's stupid, though.
And then he would have been like, okay, but then I jumped back into the hunting life 2 minutes after that. So then you should have come to me. You know,
it was too little too late for Cass, though, because he had already
made the Crowley deal.
He'd already gotten souls. He's already started this. Mm-hmm. He can't go back on him now, because you have to remember the deal he made with Crowley was before, right after Sam went into hell.
Oh, no. So yeah, I understand.
It had been a year that he had been working with Crowley without Dean and the boys. Remember? So yeah, on top of that, you have the rest of season six. So it was probably like a good year and a half, 2 years that Cass has been working with Crowley and
Hiding it from them.
Mm-hmm. He's gotten really good.
Wow, I never really thought about how long it was. And then Crowley comes up with that deal and convinces him that he's the one who needs to leave. Crowley, this is all your fault.
I know.
You know what? This is Crowley's fault. Cass has never done nothing wrong ever in his life. This is Crowley's fault.
How pretty much Cass gets out the oil is because demons come, which I thought it was really funny because Crowley's just like, oh, you stuck, Angel. Mm-hmm. Your boys, not your pets anymore.
Are they mad at you?
Yeah, he's like, are they mad at you? And Cass again is just like, if you touch a hair on their heads, I will kill you. Mm-hmm. And even Crowley at this point is like, why are you still trusting them? Like, they tried to, they didn't try to kill you, but like, they don't trust you. Why do you care?
He's like, oh my god, get over them.
Kill them.
Yeah.
So the real end of the episode is Dean sleeping. Love this. Cass pops in. And Dean's like, how did you get in?
The angel warding sucks.
It's not really good. And Dean's like, well, it sucks we have to do angel warding in the first place.
Literally.
I do like that he obviously went to Dean because Dean trusts him. And I think Dean is the only person who wouldn't shoot first and ask questions later. I kind of think Sam and Bobby would have just been like, get out of here. Like, get out of here. I don't trust you. I don't care what you need to be here. Just leave.
Yeah.
Like, you're not welcome here either. Like,
holding up angel blades, being like, I will fight you.
Like, we're not doing this. But Cass, I think, knows that Dean will just kind of, like, listen to him a little bit.
Would give him one more opportunity to explain.
Yes. And hopefully does. And he tries to again, but Dean is just not hearing it. Dean, again, is just like, please stop this. I don't understand why you're doing this. And Cass gives the line, is I'm doing this for you. I'm doing this because of you. Implicitly to Dean. They could have said the boys, I'm doing this for you guys. I'm doing this for all of you.
No.
You and Sam, I'm doing this for you. I'm doing this because of you, Dean, because of what you have taught me, what you have shown me. And I thought you would be kind of proud, but obviously you're not. And this is hurtful because now I know that everything that I've been doing
Now we've lost that trust and that sort of relationship there. You know what's funny? It's always Dean. He never credits Anna, though, for sort of pushing him to fall.
Mm-hmm.
Anna's a big catalyst for Cass's decisions.
There's a lot of things that pushed Cass to fall.
Right. But Anna was a big one. And like, she never gets the credit for that. Mm-hmm. It's always Dean. I mean, to be fair, it comes down to he was really the reason. But you know, Cass had Anna talking to his angel ear to help him out. But who is he doing this for? Why is he doing it? Dean.
Dean then asks Cass, which I think is huge. He asks him to just stop. Just because. I shouldn't have to give you a reason, Cass. I should just be able to tell you, trust me and don't do this thing just because I said so.
Just because I asked.
Because you should trust me enough to know that I'm worried. But then Cass also turns it around and goes, well, then you should trust me to do it. Kind of both ways. You should know this. And Dean's like, but you're not giving me a lot here because you've been lying since day one. And he pretty much tells him that. If you just told him straight up right away. And that's why I say that I think the boys would have followed on this journey of Cass opening purgatory. Honest to God.
Absolutely.
Would have gone through it with it.
They all make terrible choices together.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
But because Cass was like, just trust me. Please, let's figure out this plan together. Let's do this. And he can't because Dean can't listen to Cass now because he's broken that trust. Although this broke my heart. He was like, we were family. Or I thought we would be. I would have died for you is what he said.
Yeah, I would
and
have
I was
died
like,
for you.
Whoo, low blow, man.
Yeah. And he says, he's like, you know, you and Bobby are the closest things I have to family. You were like a brother to me, Cass. And which to be fair,
Cass looks shook when he says this.
He looks shook. He's like, really? Again, Cass really didn't understand how important he is to the Winchesters.
Yeah.
And I think that is probably one of the reasons why he, all his rationalizations for working with Crowley, he was probably like, well, you know, if I explain to them, it'll be fine. And it's whatever. They probably don't really even care what I do that much because I'm whatever to them.
Mm-hmm.
So stupid. But I'm so glad that Dean tells him that. Although it's awful because it's filled with angst.
Yeah. Huh?
Instead of something wholesome. It's something wholesome being like, oh, yeah, you know, that was awesome. You know, one of my closest confidants and, you know, just betrayed me completely. That's super fine, Cass. We were like family, but you just screwed it up. We really can't state enough how upset Dean is. I mean, just watch the episode. Just watch. Just focus on Dean this episode, and it's just bananas. Compared to, like, Sam and Bobby.
They're seriously.
This really sucks. I can't believe, you know, he betrayed us like this. Cass is a good guy, you know, blah, blah, blah. And Dean's just, like, they're comatose.
I know, seriously.
Long distance, 1,000-yard stare.
Listen, this is reoccurring in Supernatural again and again and again. Anything that happens with Cass, Sam's like, okay.
These are mild reactions. Okay.
And then Dean is like, top 10 anime betrayals. Literally.
This is top 10 anime betrayal right here.
Literally. Like, I don't know. I think it's funny.
And you know how you can tell Dean's really upset right now in that moment
when
he's saying this to Cass and berating him? Is we get a wide shot of the two of them and he's talking with his hands. He's super expressive. It's a whole body. He's so just lost his mind about Cass's choices and the fact that he's been betrayed by him. This betrayal has just consumed this man completely. It shows.
Yeah, it sure does.
But anyway, at the end of this episode, we find out that Cass was actually talking to God.
Mm-hmm.
He's asking him for a sign, for anything. But of course, God doesn't answer. And so Cass is just like, you know, I mean, if you don't say anything, I guess I'll have to do, you know, whatever I must. And that's so sad. I'm already on this path.
I've already broken all of my trust with all of my friends. At this point,
He's like,
you might as well go through with it.
And, you know, and like Balazar's gonna say, and for a penny, and for a pound, you know?
Holy shit, this was so much. We need to cut this episode in half. We'll talk about the next two episodes in another episode, because this is so long and I don't think anyone wants to listen to 2 hours of this. I'll just post in a part two, I guess. So I guess thank you all for listening to this episode. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at HunterHosts. Check out our ratings of every episode and see where they fall in our ranking. Again, we are your Hunter Hosts. I'm Graham.
I'm Sierra.
We're driving off, and we will see you all next week in our review mirror. Bye.